encourage you. We have a couple of announcements that I wanted to share with you real quick. Don't forget that you can do your offering online. You can do that in person with your regular offering envelopes. The yellow ones are for the golden offering for Tennessee Missions. You can do that online at HighlandBaptistChurch.com. Go to the far right-hand side, click that Give Online tab there, and you can easily set that up to do that. Also, just want to encourage you this month. There are a couple of other things that are going on. We have our Christmas backpack ministry. You'll see those on the sides here. There are more backpacks that are coming. So if you don't get one today, come by during the week or call the church office. We'll let you know when they've arrived. We'll put that out on our Facebook group when they've actually come in. But we have boys on this side, girls on this side. I didn't bring one of them up here with me. I showed it Wednesday night. But if you'll unzip the front pocket, inside the front pocket is a card that has some information about what to not put in the bag, ideas of some things to put in the bag, as well as it'll tell you what the two little ribbons on it are. There's pink ribbons on the girls, blue ribbons on the boys, but then there's a separate color depending on what age group, and there's a list on that card so you can see which age group child that you're getting. So I want to encourage you to pick up one of those. If you've not signed up for Prime Timers, we do have a makeshift sign-up sheet on the board out here. It is going to be catered. It's coming from the Mercantile Cafe over in Manchester. So just to let you know what we're having there, we're having chicken and dressing, we're having mashed potatoes, we're having green beans, and then tons of desserts that Miss Jewel, I think, is doing for us. And so I want to encourage you to sign up for that for Tuesday at noon. Make sure you do that today so that we can have an idea to give them a final number at the Mercantile on that. And then also, we've got one other thing. Our trunk or treat is coming up the end of this month. We have a box that's out here in the hallway. It's right beside the other box that we've had out here for the WOW gifts. There's a box there for you to bring candy if you want to bring candy to support that. As we reach out to our community, we need as much candy as you can bring. If you're interested in doing a vehicle, to decorate a vehicle, we'll have that sign-up sheet this evening for you to start on, and you can do that Wednesday also and next Sunday, the next couple of Sundays, to let us know if you would help us with that. We are going to maybe do a little bit of changes with where we've set up from the last couple of years, so just be aware of that. We'll let you know all the details of that, but that's coming October 31st. Keep bringing the candy, put it in the box, and we'll be ready for that when it comes. Brother Mike, if you'll come.
For this next hymn, I want to preface it by saying it's a little different than what we normally do as far as what to do with the verses. We're going to sing all three verses, the chorus, and then we'll repeat the chorus. Now you're on the same page as I think I am. Pat? 178. A shepherd yet a lamb, a man of sorrow. Children's Church, and children will be gathering over here by the piano during this next hymn. And if you would stand with us and sing hymn 447, it is Trust and Obey, hymn 447.